Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends on this Friday. Yesterday, I left you with a very important series of questions which focused on this: does God have purpose in our pain? If so, how could pain possibly benefit us or bring glory to God or be of help to someone else? Have you wrestled with those questions when you or someone you love is in excruciating, ongoing, no relief pain? I have some very dear friends living in great pain and wrestling with those questions right now. I watched my mother die some years ago, and I don't mind telling you, my dad and I and our whole family wrestled with those questions. So today, let's dig in again to John chapter 11 to see what answers God will give to us in these very real, very relevant, and painful questions. I presume you know the story of John 11. Lazarus, a very good friend of Jesus, died. The problem is, Jesus had been told Lazarus was very sick and likely dying, but Jesus did nothing. Jesus did not send encouraging words to the grieving, desperate sisters, Martha and Mary. Jesus did not stop what he was doing and call the disciples together to have a prayer meeting for Lazarus. Jesus did nothing. For 2 whole days, 48 hours, Jesus apparently did nothing but let time pass, and in that time, Lazarus died. Then is when Jesus did something. Only after Lazarus had died did Jesus take action by calling his disciples to start their trek toward Bethany, arriving at the home filled with grief a few days later. Martha confronted Jesus first. "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." John 11, verse 21 and 22. Seems to me Martha is declaring her confidence that if Jesus had been there, he certainly would have intervened, healed Lazarus from his illness, and life would go on as normal. But amazingly, Martha is also declaring that she believed Jesus' powers were so great and the relationship between Jesus and Almighty God the Father so strong that even though Lazarus had been dead several days, Jesus still might be able to do something remarkable. Where does that type of outrageous faith come from, my friends? Have you and I ever demonstrated that level of faith when we were faced with dire situations? What happened next gives us a glimpse. Jesus said to Martha, "Your brother will rise again." And with confidence, Martha responded, "I know he will rise in the resurrection at the last day." John 11, verse 23 and 24. There it is. Do you see the secret to Martha's confidence that Jesus could do something even though Lazarus was already dead? Martha knew the scriptures well. She knew the Old Testament predicted a future resurrection for the dead. Daniel chapter 12, verse 2 is one of many great scriptures the Jewish people treasure. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. God's truth, his word, the scriptures, my friends, give us the courage and confidence to face even the most difficult, painful, confusing situations in life. Do you agree? Martha also knew the scriptures predicted God cared so much that he would send a Messiah. And Martha was confident Jesus was that Messiah. Martha was holding desperately, confidently to God's promises that she would one day see her brother again after her resurrection. But Jesus then said something which still reverberates to our day 2,000 years later. "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live, even though they die, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die, perish. Do you believe this?" John 11, 25 and 26. There is the ultimate question. Can Jesus Christ and his gospel provide eternal life in heaven with God and escape from perish, which is eternal separation from God? Does the saving work of God in our lives today provide us the certainty that eternal life in the kingdom of God begins here and now in our salvation? Yes! Because as God saves us from our sin bondage and sin condemnation, God places his Holy Spirit within us so the remainder of our lifetime on earth can be experiencing Jesus' prayerful statement, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," Matthew chapter 6. Martha's response was clear, confident, and so very similar to what Peter had declared at Caesarea Philippi. Remember, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, Messiah, the Son of God, who was to come into the world," John 11, verse 27. Oh my, what a historic moment. Yet, rather than Martha taking Jesus to Lazarus' tomb, she went home to get her sister Mary. Why? That tells me Martha was convinced Jesus was about to do something, and she did not want Mary to miss it. Mary came quickly, and Jesus was still outside town waiting for her, according to John 11, verse 30. And when they met, Mary expressed her disappointment with the same words Martha had used. "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died," John 11, 32. May I ask, my friends, do you suppose Jesus was disappointed in how both sisters greeted him? Or did Jesus find joy that both women were confident his presence would have changed the situation for Lazarus? Here's another question. Is it safe for us to express our disappointment with God when we had different expectations of God in our difficult situation? Yes, my friends. God invites us to be real with him. He is our creator, the sustainer of our lives, sovereign over all, and God wants a relationship with each of us which is strong enough to handle any question, even the unmet expectation questions. I urge you to carefully read or listen to the audio Bible version of the resurrection of Lazarus, John 11, 33-44. Here's the key statement Jesus made at the tomb that day. "Did I not tell you that you would see the glory of God?" John 11, 40. Yes, the death of Lazarus provided a situation in which Jesus could do a miracle which validated his statement that he is the resurrection and the life. Had Jesus come quickly and raised Lazarus up from his sickbed, it would have been wonderful for them, but just one more of many healings. This resurrection of a man dead at least 5 days is unlike any other miracle in the Bible. Yes, my friends, the power of God, seen as he sustains someone in their prolonged pain, the power of God seen in the loving caregiving of someone in great and prolonged pain, the power and peace of God in a person's heart who has a terminal illness, the confidence that God is with us in our pain, those realities, my friends, enable any of us to experience the majesty of God in our pain and elevate us from despair to actually giving God praise, honor, and glory in our pain. Now, think about that, and I'll be here waiting for you this weekend.